This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me today. Now, we're in a study. This is a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago. We're taking this week to mix in one of the sermons that I preached at Island. Many of you know we've been in the book of Revelation for some 6 months now. And as soon as this sermon is done, we'll be picking that up in chapter 16 is where we're at. We'll be looking at the seven bowl judgments coming up, chapter 16 in the next program. In the meantime, I like to play some of the Sunday sermons that I preach at Island Community Church to mix it up a little bit. And to have you hear some of the messages that I preach there, and I welcome you to come out to Island. If you like what you hear, if you're hungry for the Word of God, I welcome you, and our church family would warmly welcome you to come out to Island Community Church. Again, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. I just started a new real short series here. In between Paul's letters, we're looking at the book of Jude. We started last week with earnestly contend. That is, put the boxing gloves on, earnestly contend for the faith. It's time to get up, make a stand. Not only that, we're commanded to do that. Earnestly contend, like that florist woman, like the baker man, like the people that are standing up, like Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. People are standing up and they're contending for the faith and they're saying, no, I'm not going to let evil take over in this country. And God's looking for a few good men and a few good women. He's looking for some volunteers to stand up and say, here am I, Lord, send me. I say to you today, God's got a mission for you. Are you willing? Do you volunteer? And I remember Isaiah, God didn't speak to Isaiah. Isaiah overheard God speaking, and he volunteered. Now, here today in this message here, we're going to get right to it. We're in Galatians chapter 1. We're looking at Paul's credentials. We're looking at, you see, the kingdom of God advancing because of sin. And we're looking at hard things or bad things. Let's use that word, bad. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to good people, and God takes them and turns them into good. That's what we're looking at here today. We're wrapping up chapter 1 this week in our study in Galatians. Now let's get right into the Word.
For I neither received it from man. Look at what he says. I did not receive this from man. Then he says, nor was I taught it. But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. You can take great comfort in what you read and what you study. These words aren't Paul's words. Peter's words aren't Peter's words. King David's words aren't King David's words. Hear me out. This is what Peter said in the 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. He says, knowing this first, no prophecy or no forthtelling of scriptures is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were brought along by the Holy Spirit. God wrote this book, not men. He used men to get out pen and paper, but the Holy Spirit wrote it. 2 Timothy 3:16, All Scripture is given by inspiration. The word theopneustos, theos God, pneuma is Holy Spirit, two-thirds of the Holy Spirit, two-thirds of the Trinity. All Scripture is God-breathed. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Or how about this? How about what King David said? This is one of the last things he said before he died. This is 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. This is what he said. These are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of God, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Colon. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. But David didn't write these psalms. The Holy Spirit wrote these psalms. I mean, David wrote 1,000 years before Christ. He said, they pierced my hands and my feet in Psalm 22. He says, they cast lots for my clothes in Psalm 22. He said, they all surround me and mock me in Psalm 22. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me in Psalm 22? David didn't write those words. The Holy Spirit wrote that. This is the great thing about the Bible. In reading the Bible, you're hearing the very words of God. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is living, or quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is alive. This book is a living book. You can see why textual criticism is my passion and why I'm a Bible translator, because the word of God's transformed my life. You see, something happened to me when I locked myself in a room for 5 years to translate the Bible. And I can't explain it to you, but what you see now is the end result of that. Of 5 years, 14 hours a day for 5 years. And it is what it is. But that's what happens when you spend time with God. Something happened to me. And something will happen to you too when you spend that kind of time with God. You might not have 14 hours a day, but God will take what you have. How much time do you have? Maybe a devotional, audio CD. You can take great comfort in the fact that what you read in this book does not come from a man, it comes from God. Notice why I don't like paraphrased Bibles either. I mean, God says 10 words, but some Bible translator thinks you're stupid and he gives you one, because you can't handle all 10. There's trash cans all around here, or give them away to Goodwill if you want. God says 10 words, buy a Bible that's literal, that's got 10 words. Like the New American Standard, like New King James, like the King James Version. God says 10, you can handle 10. I mean, think about it, in your worst day. In my worst day, I probably memorized 500 songs with every lyric and every stanza to every song? How about you? Can't you remember a couple Bible verses? I don't mean to condemn you. I just mean to convict you severely. Verse 13. Now he's going to give a little background on himself here. You have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure, and I tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the tradition of my fathers. Verse 15, I mentioned this in Sunday school this morning. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb. Yikes, what do you know? I guess a baby is a life inside of a mother's womb. It's not a blob of protoplasm. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me. Notice what it says, when it pleased God. Well, apparently it didn't please God yet. In Paul's life story here, as you can read in Acts chapter 8, do you know why? Because bad things had to happen to good people first. If you would please turn with me, Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. In case you missed it, I'll say it again. Bad things had to happen to good people. In case you haven't known it, bad things happen to good people. Have you ever noticed that? That bad things happen to good people and God allows it? Or God causes it? I'm not going to split that hair. Look at this text, Acts chapter 8. Matter of fact, let's backpedal a couple verses and let's pick it up in chapter 7, verse 56. Sunday school, the question was asked about how the Church of Rome got started. Other than the day of Pentecost, where people were visiting there because it was the day of Pentecost and people, Jews, were coming in there for and people from all types were there for the Feast of Pentecost, then they went on their way. This is another reason why the church at Rome got started. Chapter 7, verse 56. Stephen speaking, right before he's stoned to death. He says, look, I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears. They ran at him with one accord. They cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down, cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now, chapter 8, verse 1. Now, Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Verse 3. As for Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church, entering every house and dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Can you picture this? This horrific man terrorizing people, terrorizing the countryside, banging doors down, going in, dragging out people who called on the name of the Lord. Verse 4 starts with the word therefore. That is, therefore, due to Paul's sin. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.